This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. From Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, marchers have taken to the streets in recent days to protest the death of George Floyd and to call for an end to the unjust treatment of black people by law enforcement. In between the state's two largest population centers, there have been dozens of protests in smaller cities, boroughs, and towns. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff gathered voices of people demanding change in those communities.
And that's why we need a new generation of leaders, and you can be it.
My name is Sephora Goins, and I'm 17 years old, and I'm from York City. And the reason I decided to protest was to fight for my community and for my people. I'm half black, and my community has always supported me, and to see the violence that has ensued for decades against them. And have those worries about them. And when my brother goes out to jog or my father drives alone, that's why I continue to fight. And that's why I protest, so that that will never happen to either of them.
I am Harold Miller III. I am 21 years old. I live in Springsbury Township, and I was protesting on behalf of George Floyd's death. The response was amazing. A lot of people came out. People was listening. They was chiming in. They was cheering for people who they agree with. And it was just an amazing sight.
I'm Philip Whitley. I live in downtown Chambersburg, and I'm 31 years old. I'm protesting because I want to bring awareness that these are not issues that are just happening in major metropolitan areas. These are issues that are happening right here in the heart of our town in the middle of Franklin County.
Our street! Our street!
I am a out and proud brown gay man, so I've definitely been called the N-word. I'm in a biracial relationship, and I think that we have definitely experienced hate, and things just kind of get swept under the rug. And it's really just, I think it's just a lifetime of that. A lot of people, especially allies to the cause, really just don't understand the severity and the frequency that incidences happen. And I think that for me, that's really a main reason that I'm on the square.
No peace!
No justice!
No peace! My name is Tyler Washington. I'm 27 years old, and I live in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I am protesting because change needs to be made. I am black and white, and so my mom is white. And I know for one instance, I was trying to have a conversation about something that was going on in the community with an officer that was outside the house. And, you know, the officer definitely, you know, used language that I needed to calm down and all this other stuff. And I could see that if I allowed myself to become more confrontational, it would have been a problem. So I said, oh, okay. And I called my mom to come in to help me because she is white. And I just thought that would be easier. The protest was meant to be very peaceful. We did walk with the local police officers. Government did show up. To me, there wasn't enough conversation from our local leadership. Leadership doesn't necessarily completely reflect the community within itself. And that's part of the issue. And I know that's a part of the change that is happening. It's just been a slower change. We need to hold the whole structure accountable.
It's time to breathe. It's time to move. It's time to act.